My name's Amber Flint. In front of me I have my figure in red. I try to do a lot of detail with it. I don't know.
Would you like to tell us about, she's got a beautiful figure, and it's actually got a little hole where the heart is, and then the heart, she has a heart in her hands. Would you like to talk to us about that at all? Because it's really gorgeous to look at.
Thanks. A lot of that just to do was like, because my past stuff, I don't really open up very much. I don't like let people in. And I'm not very like, I'm very closed off. And I kind of have like, so what it was is, next to me is Drew and his dog Chief. They're both very important people to me, or animals too. And she's the first person that's really like supported me and like made me feel like okay to be myself instead of like that I had to be anyone else. Like when I get angry and stuff, he just like calmly sits there and like it's just like okay, like, you know, not like rushing me like you done now. It's more just like, okay, are you good? You know,
really
whatever.
Gives you space to be yourself.
Yeah, and like people before like would get mad because they wouldn't understand like the way that I am, and he just like he understands. Like it's weird because he hasn't been through it before, but he understands like just like it's calm and everything. So that's why he has like my heart part of it. So because to me it's a very big deal to let myself open up and like be myself and all that. So that's why the hole is, because like it's a very big part of me that. I don't know.
That you passed over
to
him.
And then...
And can I say just for the recording, too, that he is holding a heart, and it is the red heart, which is the color she is, and she's holding a white heart, which is the color he is. So it's sort of as if you've traded hearts.
Yeah. Yeah. So, because, like, it's a lot of the same thing of, like, I try very hard to understand him because a couple of his, like... you know, ex-people, like, he always was very upset, like, whenever we were friends, because we were friends for a very long time, he's like, they don't understand me, they don't get me, like, because he's very quiet, he's very mellow, he's like, and they would try to make me someone who I'm not, and he goes, and he tells me a lot of times the reason he likes being with me is because, like, we both just accept each other and, like, all that, so.
It's a pretty big gift, just to accept each other.
And then, next to me is my cat. I wish I had black because he's an all-black cat, but that's okay. I got him the summer because it was right after my miscarriage, which is what the little baby in the flower is behind me. And I, like, never understood, like, the importance of animals because I've had animals in the past, but I never understood. But I was in a very dark place, very dark time, and, like, he was able to sense that. Like, he would come up and, like, cuddle me and, like, you know, be around whenever I, you know, like... I didn't know I needed him to, like, be there. Because, like, even though I didn't have... Like, it was nice because I knew I didn't have people to be there. But he was, like... I don't know. It's weird. I never understood animals, like, in that sense until I had him. And, like, Drew doesn't like cats. But, like, he's always just, like... It's weird because, like, you and Echo, like, are always next to each other and, like, very close. And he's, like, that's weird for cats. I was, like, I know. Me too. But dogs are just too hyper for me. They're too much in my face because that's not who I am. And he's just enough of, like... I always tell him, I was, like, Echo loves me just enough. He's very in between of, like, he knows when to be around and...
When to give you space and when to be there for you. That's an amazing connection to have.
It is. And I never understood that before because, like I said, I've always had pets, but I've never, like, understood the importance. Of, like, because I would... You'd lose pets, you know, and I'd be kind of sad, but it was never, like, a personal thing.
Yeah.
And if I ever lost Echo, like, I would just be, like... I'd be so sad. But, and then behind me, like I said, is I had a miscarriage, and, like, the reason I did that is, like, I know my, like, my baby's not here anymore, but it's a very big part of my life, because it changed my thinking, like, my ways of thinking and stuff, and, like, I don't know, I never thought I would have that experience, and, like, it sucks, and it's hard, and I don't understand, but, you know, it happened, and I'm starting to understand, because it's changed me in a lot of ways. I'm a better person than I was, a lot more forgiving and understanding than what I used to be, so.
So do you feel like, you know, you said how losing the baby made you change a lot of the way you think, but I actually hear a lot of how it also changed your heart. You know, you used the word forgiveness and understanding. How do you feel like maybe it's that experience and that connection to that being changed your heart?
Yeah, well, because, like, before, like, I've always been, like, I'm not a person who gets close to people because, like, I had a very strained family life, and so... I never understood how people had that connection with people. I never understood how, like, someone could tell anyone anything or stuff. And I never understood, like a real connection with people. And, like, even though, like, the baby was never here, like, it just made me real. Like, it was, like, the start of, like, my own family. And it just made me, it was kind of, like, a thing of, like, I was sad because I realized I wasn't ready for that yet. Like, my own, like, emotional-wise. And I want to be ready when it happens. Like, I want to be someone who connects with my kids, my husband, not someone who closes off and, like, chooses not to connect and open up and all that. So that's a lot of, like, what it changed, like, heart-wise is, like, it made me want to be more of a person who allows people in and, like, know things about people instead of just being like, oh, I know their name and, like we go out and drink and party together, but I don't know anything about them. And, yeah. And it made me want to know things about people and that, so.
Have deeper relationships.
Yeah, and people know
and
things
open
about
your
me.
Heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That's beautiful, Amber. Yeah. So, and it's, you know, sometimes really hard to get those lessons from the tragedies of our lives, but
yeah.
You're very wise, especially at your age, to be able to pull all that from that
yeah.
and find that beauty.
So, yeah.
Thank you so much for being here and sharing
Thanks.
All this with me.
No problem.